This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Delighted to be broadcasting this hour with my dear friend, Roy Birdsong. Roy Birdsong owns a store in Springfield, Missouri. It's called Choose Your Own Wireless. It's a cell phone store. And welcome, Roy.
Hey, good morning.
Roy, you got a heck of a story to tell us. So you were minding your own business, right? And all of a sudden, this little critter bites you.
Yeah, it's called a brown recluse spider that I did not know I had been bitten by until days later. You know, brown recluses, that's hence the name brown recluse. They hide in dark, reclusive places. And everybody keeps asking me, did you get bit outside? Did you get bit inside? Well, through my research, most people usually get bitten on the inside of the house. It's usually coming from the bedroom. Those spiders hide in dark, reclusive places in the bedroom. They hide in your drawers. They hide in your closets. And I'm going to guess that's probably where it came from. They climb up into the bed at night. You know, I thought at first when I got bitten, because I've been outside wearing shorts outside, doing some work outside, that I'd been bitten by something outside. What was so unusual is where I got bit. I got bit on the inside of my left leg. And it was hard to see and hard to follow up on. At first, when I got bit by it, I thought I'd been, I thought it was just a benign bite, bug bite of some sort. Didn't pay much attention to it until about 4 or 5 days later when I started getting sick and coming down with chills and, you know, but this was back in August. The weather back in August was like 90-something degrees. I was standing out in front of my store, cold as heck. I mean, I was freezing to death. I grabbed my briefcase, and I told everybody in my store, I said, I'm going home. So I went home, got in the bed. My wife came home. She said, what are you doing home so early? And I said, I'm sick. I don't know what's wrong with me. And she said, is there anything different about your body? Have you been perhaps bitten by something? It was unusual because my wife's a pretty smart cookie, and she picked up on that real quick. And I said, well, the only thing I can recall was first part of the week. This was on a Friday. The only thing I could recall was first part of the week I had this bite. And I hadn't even looked at it because, like I said, it's hidden down on your, on the inside of your leg, and you don't get up every morning bending over looking at the inside of your leg. So, you know, so she took a look at it, and she said, you've been bitten. And she said, you've been bitten by a brown recluse. Now, my wife is an OBGYN. For an OBGYN to pick up on that quick is pretty amazing to me. She went to her medical form on the computer and pulled it up, and there it was, the pictures of my spider bite. It was swollen, ulcerated, had a black dot in the middle of it, and the tissue had already started deteriorating. So she said, you got to go. We got to take you over to urgent care over at Cox Hospital. And we went over there, and they took my white blood cell count. They did all the tests. My white blood cell count came back about 38,000, which is really high, meaning I was fighting off an infection. So the doctor there took one look at me and said, "You got to go." I said, "Okay." So they took me to the hospital. I got to the hospital, and my wife called a surgeon in to take a look at the necrotic tissue, the deteriorating tissue. He took one look at me and said, "You got to go." So I went from the hospital bed to the operating room within the hour after the surgeon looked at my leg, and they cut a place in on the inside of my leg about the size of about 3-4 inches in circumference, about a half inch to 3/4 inch deep to cut out all the dead tissue. Now, remember, I had probably been bitten the first part of the week, so I had gone way beyond the limits for probably getting really sick and even to the point of passing out. And from all the other research that I've done, a lot of people have lost legs and hands and arms over these spider bites. So I felt very lucky. So I spent quite a bit of time in the hospital, about 7 or 8 days.
So, and Roy, what you experienced with Cox Hospital, COX, is wonderful. I mean, they took care of you right away. And that was the same experience that I had there. They don't mess around. It's not typical of what you might find in a hospital where you might wait a day or so to go from an urgent care situation into the hospital. And you went from urgent care to the hospital to surgery immediately, right?
Pretty much. I mean, it was wham, bam, you got to go. Everybody kept going. I was going to the next stage in this. You know, the precipitator of all of this is the white blood cell count. It was really, that's really high. 38,000 is really high, which means that they had a window to get rid of this infection. And that's why it went so fast. You know, I've had customers come in. You know what blew me away about this whole thing was I'm 70 years old. Never in my life have I been bitten by anything that had venom in it. And I've been out in the woods. I've been, you know, I've been around. And as I was telling my story later on to my customers, the customers were all telling me either they had been bitten by one or a family member. And they rolled their pants. Most people get bitten on the legs. They'd roll their pants legs up and show me the divot in their legs from the hole that had been cut out from the spider bite. Or a family member had been bitten. Our family member had lost an arm or had a leg amputated. I didn't know. I was totally unaware and caught completely off guard that there was that much going on with spider bites.
And these brown recluse spider, they're small. These guys are small. They're like 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch in size. They may grow a little longer. They might last 1 to 2 years in lifespan. But they're kind of brown. They've got long legs. And
well, the funny part about it, the way you recognize them, and again, they're really small. They have a dark brown violin shape on their head that starts at their head and works back to the midsection of their back. And that's kind of how everybody identifies it. Now, the recommended thing to do about getting rid of brown recluse or controlling brown recluse is these little tent things that they sell that have the glue in them, the tent traps. Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. And they've got the glue on the bottom of it. Apparently, chemicals don't do very well killing brown recluse spiders because they walk, they have hair on the bottom of their feet, and they walk on the hair of their feet. So to get a chemical into their body, to get a chemical to kill them, it's got to penetrate the body of the spider. And since they walk on the hairs in their feet, chemicals really don't do well. The other thing about using chemicals, as you know, a lot of chemicals are toxic. they're, you know, I don't like using a lot of chemicals either. And the other thing that chemicals do is they kill the predators of the brown recluse. There are other bugs and spiders that eat brown recluse. So you're killing off the predators, and you're not doing yourself any favor by spraying the chemical down there because you can't control them very well. The number one product that is sold in this country right now, especially in Missouri and Oklahoma, where spiders, brown recluse spiders, hobo spiders are really bad, is that tent trap. That's what's sold. And, you know, in my house, we probably have 15 or 20 of them. People, you should get them. Put them in closets under the bed back along the baseboard there. And within a week, you'll find them. Everybody's got them. I've had people say, well, I don't really have brown recluse spiders. A week or two later, they'll come back in and they'll say, you know what? We got brown recluse spiders. They just didn't pay any attention to it. They hadn't been bitten by it. And a spider's a spider. A spider's a bug to most people. They don't. It's pretty benign. They don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But what was more interesting about this experience is the treatment that I went through. They treated the hole in my leg with a biological from a company called Acell. That is a product. It's called biological. It's not a, it's stem cell therapy, but it's not human stem cell therapy. It's pig bladder that they grind up into what they call magical pixie dust. And they pack it in the hole in your leg, and it regenerates your cells, and it regenerates them faster than normal. They developed all of this over in Iraq because they had a lot of soldiers over there that had holes blown in their leg, huge holes. Now, this stuff can't be used in the muscle part of the body. It can only be used in the fleshy part. And because the cells are abundant in fleshy part of the body. But they packed those holes, and those soldiers recovered, and the holes eventually filled up with tissue and grew over the top of it, and they didn't even have to have they didn't have to have any surgery or any skin put over the top of it. So it just grew back naturally. No skin grafts involved at all in these cases. Now, these soldiers were sedentary. They were laying in beds with this stuff being packed on, and generally what they did to me was they would repack me every week. I'm sure they did the same thing to those soldiers. The hole in my leg was similar to a hole that you have that you if you were over in Iraq and you got hit by shrapnel. It's similar type circumstances where they would have to fill them with this biological.
Right, hold that thought and tell us some more about this. This awful experience that you went through, and let's talk about some advice to prevent it, and also, what do you do if it happens? We'll be right back. Roy Birdsong, Choose Your Own Wireless in Springfield. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms grams of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Roy Bertzong's with us, and if you've been to the Get Prepared Expo, you've had a chance to meet and chat with Roy Bertzong. And his company is Choose Your Own Wireless in Springfield, Missouri. It's a cell phone store. Roy, how dramatic was this single spider bite in your life?
It was pretty dramatic. I've never had anything take me down like the spider bite, but it's kind of my fault because I didn't pay much attention to it. And given, again, where I had been bitten, it wasn't an everyday thing that you stood in front of the mirror and noticed that you had this bite on your arm or on your neck or on your chest or anywhere else on your body. It was in a place that just was not visible. So I didn't check it every day. I mean, the biggest thing they tell you when you get bit by a brown recluse spider or anything that's venomous is, of course, get to the doctor right away. Put ice on it. Don't put heat on it. Put ice on it. They sell a brown recluse spider bite kit, which you apparently tried to research. They're not very forthcoming with what they've got in it. But one of the things
they have is what they call
activated charcoal. Now, I've had other customers come in and tell me they have been able to heal the brown recluse spider bite with nothing more than activated charcoal. Now I'm assuming they have packaged the kit up. That is, you just order the kit. It's probably got something in there that draws out the venom, along with the activated charcoal. And they've done it in kit form, but they're not forthcoming with everything that they have in there because they know, especially a lot of your listeners, would be able to make, and which they do now, they make their own home kits. They don't need to order a brown recluse spider bite kit. It's a convenience thing, like going to a convenience store. You just order this kit, put this on your spider bite. And how I found out about it was a customer. I had a customer who had been bitten about 2-3 years ago, and he got bit on the back, and it ulcerated and raised up. And he just happened to remember that for some dumb, odd reason, he ordered this brown recluse spider bite kit on Amazon. And he had his wife go find it. It took him a while to find it. He had it. It was back in the drawer somewhere. And she put that stuff on him, and he never even had to go to the doctor. Again, the quickest thing to do is put ice on it and get to the doctor right away. Because that is the surefire way. But the big thing, no matter who you are, if you've been bitten by something, I don't care what it is, and it has raised up and ulcerated, you need to go to the doctor and find out what it is. Through some of the research I did, I found out there's another spider out there called the hobo spider. Hobo spider and the brown recluse spider are the two more dangerous spiders out there because they both pack venom. And I think the hobo is a little worse than the brown recluse spider. However, in Missouri and Oklahoma are the two worst states for brown recluse and hobo spiders. So that's why I say you need to be aware of what's going on. Now, what bothers me and what scares me is, and the good thing about it is children. If children get bit, usually just the slightest pain will make them cry and whine, and you'll know that there's something wrong with them. With adults, we have a tendency to just pass it off and think that it's going to go away, which is what I did. And it didn't go away. Again, let's go back to the stem cell therapy. The stem cell therapy that they used on me, the biological, I went through about 8 weeks of packing this biological material. It got the flesh on my leg, the hole in my leg, up even with my skin. I had to have a quarter-size skin graft done on that because the surgeon was getting tired of waiting. And I was kind of a guinea pig because the sales rep was there the whole time. Every time I went to the surgeon's office to repack my leg, he would bring the biological in because I was kind of a guinea pig for it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back. And also, how about did you create quite a stir in awareness at Cox Hospital? Did this event wake up a whole bunch of people that... Or was it just routine? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Roy Birdsong is with us. Roy Birdsong was bitten by a brown recluse spider, and it changed his life. And he's telling the story. And he's telling you that should this happen to you?
There, because I was researching this Fortress Clothing Company that was an advertiser for you. I was trying to find out what it was that they put in their clothes that keeps your butt cheeks from freezing. That's what they said. So I...
So
I kind of got my curiosity.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Roy, because I, from time to time, I hear these new commercials on USA Prepares as well. And I'll hear the commercial during the commercial break, and next thing I know, I'm typing on the keyboard, and I'm looking up this advertiser. And many times I call them up. I have not called up Fortress yet, but I plan to do that. And I talk to them, and I want to make sure that I understand what they're doing and that it's a good fit. Now, I don't put all the commercials on our show. I hear them for the first time when our class hears them. So, Roy, you were being treated at Cox Hospital or at one of their offices, and the representative from the biological company that made this material that they were applying to your body was there at each of these treatments. Is that because he wanted to see firsthand and report back firsthand to his company what was happening with you?
They're trying to get this approved here in Springfield and hospitals all across the country. Stem cell therapy and any biological that's being used has to go through a process of being approved, being able to for use. And my wife actually figured this out a week after I had got out of the hospital. She had to go to a medical program with this company. Their big thing right now is prolapsed uteruses. They have got a product now made out of the same stuff to replace the sling that you hear so much about, the mesh sling to support the uterus when it drops. They have got a technique now, and they've got a product now that they can replace that with this same biological material. And of course, over a period of time, the biological material just disintegrates into the body, and your uterus is repaired. And that's how come I knew so much about it, because she had told me what all they had at this meeting that she went to. And she's pretty excited about it, being able to do a lot of repair work. So I was on the way back from this meeting. She and the rep got to talking, and he started telling her, you know, when she was describing to him the whole MLA, he said, "Hey, you know, why don't we use the biological that my company sells, and let's see if we can repair his leg," which would be a success story for him and for Kathy and my wife, and for them to be able to walk into Cox and say, "Look at what this is doing." Now, the surgeon is in a large surgical group, so his impression of this product would be a very good recommendation if it worked with all the other surgeons, which would help put a little pressure on the hospital to approve this. The only problem that they had with me is I was not sedentary. You know, people know that came in the store during September and October. I was rocking around most of the time with a machine attached to me that was called a medical vacuum machine that puts pressure and sucks on the tissue to help it grow up towards the top part of the leg to the tissue or to the skin part. So it would constantly suck this. Keep pressure on that hole to pull the flesh as it grew back, to pull it closer to the top part of my leg. And by walking around and where I was bitten, I was actually moving this biological around. Remember, the soldiers that they used this on were sedentary. They laid there and they packed it, and this stuff stayed in one spot. I'm walking around. I'm still working, doing stuff at the house. I'm doing this. I'm just not very good about laying around. And it was moving on me, which what we came up with was taking a longer time for it to work than it ordinarily would, because even the rep said, you know, "I can't understand why it's taking so long." And he consulted with the company, and they said, "It's got to be because I'm not laying around with my leg up and this stuff packed in this hole in my leg and letting it do its job." And that's pretty much the consensus on that is that me walking, moving my legs rubbing together, was moving this biological material around. It wasn't staying in one spot. So that was the only issue that they had with me. But the surgeon was pretty impressed with what it did. But surgeons are built to fix things and fix them now. And we probably could have gone another 2 or 3 weeks and it would have healed up over and healed the skin up. In other words, the expectation of this was you wouldn't even know that hole was there. That's the expectations of this product.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it did for deeper, wider holes for the soldiers over in Iraq that they experimented with. It really worked. And it worked for me, too. It just, that last little hurdle, the surgeon was getting tired of messing with it. And he just said, it's small enough now. He said, we can do a little bitty, tiny skin graft, close it up, and be done with it, which is what he wanted to do. So that was the experience with me. Now, as far as Cox goes, they see this a lot, but they don't see as a dramatic situation as mine was, because I let mine go so long. But they've had other people in there that have had to have the tissue cut out, and it leaves a big divot in their body wherever it's being cut out. But mine was a little more dramatic, in so much as I'd gone way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Before we recognize that this is a problem.
Roy, as a result of chatting with you months and months ago about this, we wear leather gloves around the farm almost all the time, you know, and during the summer when it was hot, going out in the garden, we don't put our hands in the garden without leather gloves if we can avoid it, because we just don't want to be bitten by these spiders. Is that something that you recommend, or what has changed in your protocol regarding
where
you...
The recommendation is that, and you all live on a farm. I live out,
yep,
not on a farm, but I live out in a way on some acreage. The recommended thing to do is to be aware. Now whenever I go to put my shoes on, I shake them out. But remember, these brown recluse spiders walk on the hair of their feet. So they don't ordinarily have a good grasp on what they're standing on. So it's easy to shake them out of your clothes. They say, the recommendation is, be aware. Shake your shoes out, because if they're in your shoes, they'll crawl up your leg once you put your shoe on and bite you on the leg. A lot of the bites are between the kneecap and the foot. Again, brown recluse spiders not ordinarily found in gardens and places out in the open. They're reclusive. They want to be in dark places, hidden. They really don't want contact with people. So when you go to get ready for your day's activities, shake your shoes out, your boots, just shake them out. And if you put on a pair of blue jeans that you pulled out of the closet, shake those out a little bit. Shake your shirts out. I know it's hard to remember to do that, especially if in a hurry, but that is typically what they recommend, and about the only thing you can do to keep bitten by it. The gloves will keep you. I wear gloves, too. When I'm working, I always wear gloves, but that didn't stop this bite, because I'm almost comfortable in believing that I got this bite probably from inside the house, perhaps sleeping at night. And the other thing, too, is people who have bedspreads that touch the floor, they recommend to use shorter bedspreads so they don't touch the floor, because a lot of insects that get into your bed, especially spiders, they grab hold of those quilts and coverlets and all of the in bedspreads, and they climb up those bedspreads. They get in the bed, and they lay down there in the bottom of the bed. Of course, you get in the bed at night, and they crawl up through the bed. They bite you. So, for example, I've got a quilt on my bed that's a little oversized, and we just curl the corners up and throw them up on, you know, we fold the corners back on each bed, that the part that touches the floor, so that there's nothing for a spider to grab a hold of to get into the bed. Those are some of the easiest, quickest, best precautions you can take for trying to keep bitten by a brown recluse. But if you get bitten outside somewhere, it's generally by something else other than a brown recluse. All the research I've done, nobody's had any proof that they've been bitten by a brown recluse outside. So So,
how do they get in? How do they get inside? Do we know? Do they come in on our shoes?
No, they just they come in through the cracks and crevices of the foundation. They're just like any other spider out there. They just find their way in, and they, again, if they're outside, they come in because they're looking for dark, reclusive places. I mean, you know, one of the worst places that we have in the house is closets and under your bed. Those are the two darkest, most reclusive places. People don't go in and out of closets all the time, so there's not a whole lot of activity there. And you're not laying around the bed all day long, so there's little activity there. So, and that's what they, that's kind of what they live by.
How about basements?
Basements, same thing. They stay down in the dark. I've got these little tent traps all over the place, and most of my the people that I talk to, my customers and people that I know, they're all using these things. You know, I can stand there and tell somebody about this, and I can mention a brown recluse spider and tell them I had a hole in my leg, and they shudder. And the first words out of their mouth is, "I'm going to go get some of those tent traps." Because, and put them all over the house because they don't want to get bit by them either. And like I said earlier, people who didn't, weren't aware of this went and got those tent traps. And like I said, you put them down in 1 week, you'll have bugs and spiders trapped in there, and you'll find brown recluse spiders in there.
Roy Birdsong, if a person were a sole proprietor, you know, a one-man band and had a business, could getting bitten by one of these things absolutely take down the business?
If you don't have good support staff, it could. But again, you know, the reason why I didn't heal very fast is because I went to work.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Let's talk about phones when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The number that you can be contacted, let's say at your store, should someone have a question about telephones or anything else they'd like to talk with you about?
Yeah. Well, the main thing is they can bring their own phone. So we do more than phone sales. In phone repair, we also sell what they call non-contract plans. In fact, we're getting ready to launch our own MVNO, if everything goes right, within the next couple of weeks. It'll be called My Ozarks Cellular, and that's going to offer, it's going to give us better control over what we do. So, because everything that we do at our store with our contracts, we are the customer service department. And it's awfully hard to deal through or go through, even as a dealer, to talk to these third-party cellular providers, because a lot of times with about 70% of them, they're all located, they've got call centers that are located out of the country, so it makes it more difficult to control all that. The My Ozarks will be ours, and we will have American controls. It'll be an American company. But what we do offer is a way to shave off almost 50% of your cell phone bill and get the same service, and if not more, than what you already have. Technology is changing a lot. It's changing really fast. I know you've always been concerned with having a phone, holding it up to your ear. The technology now is going so fast that phones are almost going to be obsolete. It's the accessories that are going to drive phone sales in the future. For example, they've got watches now that you can receive text on. You can answer the phone without even holding it up to your ear and just talk to the watch. They've got the new technology for the for earphones and stuff like that. They're almost so small. The microphones are so sensitive. It'll almost be benign to be able to answer and talk on the phone. So for a lot of those people who have those concerns, that's the one thing. And, of course, the thing that we do, that we always did, especially in the very beginning when you first started doing these shows and we started doing the expos, you can come in and get a plan. You don't even have to use your own name. You pick out your favorite movie star or athlete or whatever, you can call it that and use that as a name. I make this joke because we got Reba McEntire out there somewhere. We've got Marilyn Monroe out there somewhere, several Marilyn Monroes, people who are using those. It's kind of fun, and it also gives you a little bit of anonymity. And one of the things that we do is we look out for, you know, the security of what all that we do. And, you know, the president of T-Mobile made a comment this week that is kind of so true, but it's true not only for these two companies that he was talking about. His competitors, Verizon, and then another company called Mediacom, are actually Comcast, which is part of Mediacom, or Mediacom's part of Comcast. But those are two companies that are the most hated companies in the country. And I talk to customers all the time. Nobody knows who to trust. The traditional companies that we all used to do business with via insurance or whatever, hospitals, doesn't make any difference. Nobody trusts anybody anymore, and for good reason, because it's been helter-skelter the past 8 years. And nobody's been responsible for anything, which has been kind of the way this country's been running. So we are that responsible party for our customers.
Would you give out that number to call?
Yeah, it's 417-823-3715.
417-823-3715.
3715.
And that'll connect you with... 3715, 417-823-3715, and that'll connect you with Roy Birdsong's team. Roy, I really appreciate you being on the air with us, sharing the story about what's happening in the cell industry and cell phone industry, and also the story about the brown recluse. Do you have a feel for which way you like to go right now, Apple or Android?
Really, it's a matter of how technologically you want to be. Here's my opinion on it. I use an Apple product, but I in no way am in love with Apple. I mean, you know, it just happens to be a convenient smartphone for me to use. I'm not that guy. I own a cell phone company, but I'm not that guy that sits there and plays with my phone all day long. However, I have
we're out of time.
Do that.
We're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us, Roy. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.